Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
I'm going in.
Going in where?
I'm gonna jump into the dumpster.
This place is awesome!
I'm thinking of building a summer home in here.
It's not our day to take out the garbage.
Yuck. It's full of half-eaten pizzas.
This town is like that place that has the biggest paperclip in the world.
I like Odyssey because it's fun.
Australia came in here and asked for a free extra cherry on his sundae. Would you give it to him?
Connie, Australia doesn't have a king.
Just say they do. Extra cherry?
Yes.
Just like that.
Well, if he's the king of Australia, I think he would deserve an extra cherry. He works hard.
What if he was one of those fake kings that have no real power?
I would give him the cherry.
What if he didn't agree with his politics?
It's just a cherry, Connie. Are you that bored?
Oh, wow, I can't believe it!
Can I help you?
This place is awesome!
Well, thank you.
I think it's pretty awesome, too.
It's just like I pictured, the old-fashioned soda fountain, the chairs, the decorations. What is that?
What?
Well, on the menu board, Wad Fam Chalk Sod?
World-famous chocolate soda.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Who came up with that?
Oh, it did.
Wait a minute, are you the owner?
I am, yeah.
Awesome! Okay. All right, I've been having trouble with envy. I'm just so envious of my brother's sports car. What should I do?
I'm sorry, is this real?
Oh, come on, just say what you would normally say.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Come on, tell me something the Bible says.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, does the Bible say something about envy?
Well, sure it does.
Where?
Oh, lots of places. There's the story of Cain and Abel.
It's great.
What's so funny?
It's just like I imagined it.
Imagine what?
Well, a guy behind the counter giving advice from the Bible. Hello, excuse me, but 1950s TV just called and it wants its plot device back.
Are you making fun of us?
Wait a minute. Green sweater. You must be Candy Connell.
Connie Kendall.
Candy Connell? That's the name Rusty Gordon used in his story.
So you've read it. Man, did he get you guys right.
He didn't get us at all. That story was a bunch of lies.
Oh, come on. It was perfect. What are you complaining about? That story had to be great for tourism. Haven't you had people come by to see if you were for real?
What do you mean?
Well, this town is like that place that has the biggest paperclip in the world. You know, people love weird stuff.
We are not weird.
Did your boyfriend really pick Budapest over you?
You should know this town is not a big fan of Rusty's story.
What? Why not? It's a compliment. Don't you get it? You guys are so lame, you're cool. I gotta get my buddies. I'll be back.
Don't bother.
Do you guys have, like, souvenir snow globes or something?
No.
Well, you really should. You'd make a mint. Okay, I'll be back with, like, a boatload of friends. Don't go anywhere.
You see? This is what people think of us, Whit. We're sideshow attractions, like the bearded lady and the goat with two heads.
Oh, it's not a big deal, Connie.
Rusty's goal was always to make us look bad, and he's accomplishing it because there's nothing else out there that's telling the truth.
Possibly. Is there something you're going to do about it?
Yeah, I'm going to finish my book.
What's the matter, Connie?
I can't do this.
Your book?
Nothing's coming to me.
Well, what do you have so far?
Let me read it to you. Chapter 1. The.
The?
I figured there was a good chance I'd start my book out with the, and if I don't, I can just hit delete 3 times.
Well, what do you think the problem is?
The problem is I've already done this, Whit, but Kelly erased it all.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie.
It's this laptop. All of these letters and numbers just remind me of everything that I lost.
Oh. Well, maybe you need to get away from your laptop.
What do you mean?
I know of some writers who dictate their writing. Maybe if you simply say what you're thinking into a recorder, then you could type it up later.
Well, That sounds better than staring into a blank screen.
Yeah, well, why don't you give it a try? I've got a recorder in my office.
Thanks, Whit. I already know what my first words are going to be.
Chapter one, the...
Well, I don't want to lose all of my hard work. Okay, Kristen, will you take the cake over?
Yep. What kind is it?
It's a Wad Fam chalk cake. Actually, it's just an ice cream cake. I was told it's Becky's favorite.
Mine, too.
Now be careful with that.
I will.
Oh, and tell her happy birthday from me. Okay, recorder on. The simple task of making ice cream and cake could seem trivial and mundane, but for me, it has the same effect as when a painter puts his masterpiece on display at an art gallery. I create, I offer it up to others, and I watch someone enjoy the very thing that was just crafted by my hands.
Connie?
Oh, Whit! Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. Wasn't it great? This speaking into a recorder thing has really freed me. I feel like Michelangelo.
Oh, I'm glad it's working for you.
But you know what?
Hmm?
I had an idea. What if I record other people too? Like the kids around here. Ask them how they feel about Odyssey.
Sure. You could interview them on Candid Conversations with Connie.
That's a great idea. Huh. I mean, everybody loves Odyssey. I could probably walk up to anybody on the street and ask them what they think of the place, and they would rave about it. In fact, I'll interview the next person to walk through that door.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi, Kelly.
I'll interview the second person to walk through that door.
Hi, Connie.
Hey.
Can I work on my school project here?
Oh, sure, sure.
Thanks. I'll just use this table then.
You know, you'd probably be more comfortable in our library, in case you need to do some research.
Sure.
Or feel free to stay right here if you like.
No, I'll go to the library.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Connie.
What?
She knows why you sent her to the library.
I didn't send her there. I thought it would be a better place to study. With the party going on, it would be hard to concentrate.
Uh-huh. I think you need to take a fudge marble ice cream cone to her. Tell her it's on the house.
Okay.
Connie, this fight with Kelly has gone on long enough. You need to end it. All right?
Yeah, I know.
Tamika, have you seen Kelly?
No, not for about 15 minutes.
Where did you see her?
She was taking out a bag of garbage.
That's not her day to take out the garbage.
That's true. I guess I should have asked her why.
But she never came back?
I didn't see her.
Kelly!
Oh, wait a second, Mom.
What?
Look, she left a note on the fridge.
I've gone out, Kelly. I've gone out?
Not real specific.
She knows she can't just take off without telling us. I don't even know where she is.
Try Whit's End.
Yeah, that's probably where she is. I'll call over there. She left a note?
What's the big deal?
You're 10 years old.
Well, when I was 7, I went all over the place. My mom never knew where I was.
Well, I want to know where you are.
I never got in any trouble.
That's not the point.
Well, not any real trouble.
Kelly, what if something happened to you? What if you'd gotten hurt or, I don't know, mugged?
We live on Sesame Street. Who is gonna mug me?
These things happen.
You don't trust me.
What?
You think I'm gonna do something that'll make you look like a bad mother.
I already am a bad mother. I've got a 10-year-old who writes me notes and leaves them on the fridge.
Wait a minute. Where's my folder?
Your school folder?
It had all my notes for my project in it. I left it inside.
All right.
I'll be right back.
I'll come with you.
What? You think I'm gonna steal a car on my way back through the parking lot?
No. I'll help you find your folder.
I left it right here.
On the table?
Yes.
Oh, did you go into the library?
I was in there earlier, but I came out and I brought the folder with me.
Okay, I'll ask Connie. Connie?
Yeah?
Could you come here a second?
Connie was around this table?
Yeah, she was cleaning up earlier.
Yeah, what?
Connie, have you seen a blue folder anywhere? Kelly can't find hers and thinks she may have left it here.
Nope, didn't see it.
Yes, you did.
What?
You saw me with it when you came over to give me an ice cream cone.
I didn't notice any blue folder.
You're lying!
Oh, hold on, Kelly.
What are you talking about?
Connie took my project to get back at me for erasing her book.
What?
You're trying to make me feel like you did.
Now, wait a minute, Kelly. Connie's not a liar. She doesn't have your project.
She probably threw it away.
She wouldn't do that.
Look, I know you're not gonna believe me, but I honestly didn't see your folder.
You need to apologize, Kelly.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, we should keep looking.
Forget it. Let's just go home.
What?
I'll just start over. It's gone.
Are you sure, Kelly?
Yes. I can tell when someone's lying.
That doesn't sound like Connie.
Well, you saw how mad she was when I erased her book.
Yeah.
Did that seem like Connie to you?
No.
That's because she hates me.
I don't think she hates you.
Well, have you ever heard her say anything nice about me? Or to me?
Well, no.
Just think about it. She's wanted to get me back for months. And this was her perfect chance. My folder was right there on the table. Do you really think she would have passed that up?
It probably was pretty tempting.
Yep. Her chance for revenge. And she jumped all over it.
So I'm asking for help from you, my loyal listeners. How do you feel about Odyssey? What makes it home to you? If you're like me, there's no better place to live than right here in good old Odyssey. Do you agree? Tell me about it. Send in your stories, and I may just have you on the next edition of Candid Conversations with Connie. Until then, so long, everybody. Oh, Tamika.
Hi.
Hey, you want to record something for the next Candid Conversations?
No, I don't think so.
How come?
I've got some things to do.
Oh, okay. Is there something wrong?
What do you mean?
Well, did I do something? You just seem kind of cold.
Did you take Kelly's project?
What? No!
She was only gone for 5 minutes.
You know I wouldn't.
You've been pretty mad at Kelly.
So that doesn't mean I do something like that.
I know you wouldn't normally do that, but normally, you would have forgiven her months ago.
Now, wait a minute, Tamika. Tamika! I didn't take her project! Not that I'm so upset that she lost it or anything.
She did it again.
What?
Look at this, taped to the fridge.
Another note from Kelly?
Yes. I'm out. Be back by 9.
She's not much for detail.
Mm-mm.
Could she be at Wits End again?
No, I already called there.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Go look for her. I'm gonna have your father write this rule out on her forehead. That's what I'm gonna do. Excuse me, have you seen a 10-year-old girl, black hair? She's doing a project on music.
There's a girl at the table in the biography section, right over there.
That's her. Thanks.
You're welcome.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you. What's the matter?
I don't remember what I wrote before.
Kelly.
It was really good, and I liked it, but I can't remember.
I'm sorry. I know this is tough, but listen. We'll figure it out. You come home, we'll work on it together.
How'd you know I was at the library?
I didn't. This is about the 8th place I've looked. It finally dawned on me that you'd be working on your project.
This is the 8th place you've looked?
That's right.
Why? I would have been home soon.
Because you're under my care and I worry about you. That's why Mr. Washington and I create these rules for our family, to make sure everyone is safe. Now you need to show us respect by following the rules.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Of course, you've disobeyed, and there are consequences to that. But I'll discuss that with you later. Right now, we need to figure out this project.
You were worried about me?
Of course I was.
Eight places. Mom would have given up after two.
Don't say that.
It's true. My friend Cassie has a mom like you.
What do you mean?
I mean, she worries about her. And she loves her. And she's there.
Then Cassie's mom and I do have something in common, because I'm not going anywhere either. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I trust you.
Good. Then I've got an idea. Wits End is on the way home. Why don't we look for your folder again there?
We're not gonna find it.
Kelly, I know Connie. She didn't throw it away. You just said you would trust me.
All right, let's go.
Okay, come on.
Ugh, this is not working.
You're not getting what you want?
Not even close.
Well, how many kids did you talk to?
Five.
Only five?
Well, that's all I could get.
Connie, would you mind if I took what you have and tried something?
Be my guest. Here, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'd like to just fiddle around with a few things, though. Why do you think nobody would talk to you? Maybe it's the microphone in the studio that's intimidating them.
No, it's not the microphone, it's me.
You?
Yeah, a whole bunch of kids are mad at me. Rumors gotten around that I stole Kelly's project. Everybody hates me. And here comes their queen now.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi, Kelly. Elaine?
Hi.
Can we help you?
Yes, we want to look around a little more.
Yeah, that's fine. But we've scoured the place. I can't imagine where that folder could be.
Where do you put your garbage?
Out in the kitchen.
I'll go check there.
She still thinks I took it.
Connie, try to understand where Kelly's coming from. There wasn't a whole lot of trust going around in her household. She was always betrayed by her mother and all of her mother's boyfriends. She's not used to trusting people. It's nothing personal. I'll be in the library.
Connie.
Whit?
End this. You know, she needs people in her life she can trust.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't make her trust me.
No, but you can take a couple of steps in that direction by forgiving her.
It's not in there.
How do you know?
I went through the garbage this morning. This is the bag I used when I cleaned up after the birthday party that night.
You opened it up?
Sure did.
Yuck. It's full of half-eaten pizzas.
Yeah, they brought in their own pizza.
Did anybody else clean up? Connie.
Wait a minute, the pizza boxes.
What?
I picked up some empty pizza boxes and I put those right in the dumpster in the back. Come on.
Oh, it's really disgusting back here.
I know. All right, I'm going in.
Going in where?
I'm gonna jump into the dumpster.
Are you kidding?
I wish I were. Give me a boost. Okay, ready? One,
two,
three.
Ooh, is it bad?
Well, it could use an air freshener. 12. What was that?
What?
I think something just brushed up against my leg.
Ew.
Or maybe it was just my imagination. The smell's starting to make me hallucinate.
Hey, Connie?
Yes, Kristen?
What are you doing in the dumpster?
I'm thinking of building a summer home in here. What do you think?
Mr. Whitaker told me you were looking for a folder.
Yeah.
Is this it?
That's it!
Kristen, where did you find it?
Well, I was at the party the other night, and I accidentally put it in my backpack. I thought it was mine.
Great! Mystery solved! Now get me out of here! Oh, yuck.
I'll let you find a shower now.
Bye.
Thanks!
Wow. Thanks, Connie. I'm sorry you went through all that and you didn't even have to.
No, it's okay. I wanted you to have your folder. And I wanted you to trust me. Although, I guess I haven't done a whole lot to earn your trust these last few months, huh?
Neither have I.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Tell you what, why don't we forget about the book and the folder and start over from scratch?
You can't forget about the book.
No, but, I can treat you like I've forgotten about it.
Okay.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go scrub myself with the scouring pad. You got an A?
Yup, my teacher loved the visual aid.
Oh, well, I liked it too.
Connie, I have something for you.
A CD player?
Oh, it's actually the CD that's in the player. I had an idea. I know of a popular radio program called Small Town Stories. It's aired all over the country, and they accept audio submissions, and I thought you could submit something like this.
What is it?
It's an audio documentary.
Is this what you pieced together from all my interviews?
Basically, yeah. Plus, I added one more interview myself.
Okay, sounds great. Play it.
Okay. There.
So, what do you think about Odyssey?
When I walk down the street, everybody says hi.
That's cute.
I've lived in Odyssey all my life, and I'd never want to live anywhere else.
Well, I love Tom Riley's Farm. I love the Harlequin Theater. I love pretty much everything in Odyssey. It is the best place to live.
You never get ripped off in Odyssey.
A lot of money.
Everyone here is honest.
Maybe $5, $6.
Leon Wankel is the most honest mechanic I've ever known.
Well, that's awful nice of you. But the truth is, there's a much more honest fellow over in Odenton. His name's George. Take your vehicle on over there.
Well, to be honest, I'm not really used to Odyssey right now. Too many rules. But I think I'm gonna like it all right.
Whitsun, everybody knows my name.
I like Wits End. Got some good ice cream and some really nice employees that I'm learning to trust.
In Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul tells the church in Ephesus that they need to be more unified. He says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of hatred. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ forgave you." You know, it's good that Connie and Kelly finally decided to forgive each other. In every relationship, kindness and compassion should always win out. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Chip Off the Shoulder was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Courtney Brown, Rachel Fox, Matt Levin, Grace Rolick, and J. Karen Thomas, with Katie Lee as Connie. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.